Yeah.
So you're satiated. Show, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is the satiated Miles Tidal.
get the energy up there, Miles.
I'm not sure what that means, but I'm satiated. I don't.
Well, I think that means you're satisfied.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes, it does, I think.
Oh man, I just satiated all over Bob's sheets. Oh boy.
Oh no. Nice. Well, that's. That's something your mother had to deal with for many years as near a teenager.
That's right.
Your satiation.
Satiation. Old satiated.
I have a bad case of titleitis myself.
Titleitis.
Yeah, I have not been out of the shitter since Friday afternoon. For more than about 20 minutes, it seems like.
Why? What's wrong?
I ate something, or well, I don't know what. Thankfully, it happened after I got back from my trip. It's like late Friday afternoon, man. All hell broke loose, and it's just been one after the other. I just emptied myself out, and then.
Is your cornhole feeling raw?
It is, and then after I get empty and I don't eat anything for a while, you know, I'm playing the Ricola tune, Ricola, and then I eat a little bit of something and it goes right on through.
Oh no!
It's like water slide. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Didn't you have this before and you were like dehydrated or something?
That was a long time ago, but yes, I had to go to the hospital because of diarrhea, yes. This is a long time ago, just after college, back in the early 90s, and I had diarrhea so bad that I got dehydrated and had to go to the hospital and get like stuck, you know, so.
Stuck in the bunghole?
And at that time, I was drinking a lot of lemonade.
Yeah.
That does not come out very well as diarrhea, I will tell you that much.
Oh, wow.
It, you think it puckers your face, watch out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad news. That's for certain.
What did I want to know? Wow.
Yeah, so my titleitis is acting up a lot here. I'm hoping to feel better.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's... You know, today has been a little subsided, but I'm still not on schedule, as it were.
If they wedge a camera up there, will you take pictures?
I'm not taking any pictures, no.
For the show? Would you do it for the show, though?
If they give me some pictures, if you wanted to see pictures of my colon, I suppose I would let you see them. But
okay, all right.
Yeah, but I think I will leave any kind of entry and exit pictures off the bill there.
Okay.
Right. I know you like to see other people's ass cracks, but this is just a little bit too much.
That's nice.
You're an aficionado. I mean, you tell stories. You love to see other people's ass cracks. It's true.
Yeah,
you were just talking a couple weeks ago about somebody's ass crack, I swear.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, the worst I've had it for a while. I don't feel bad. Otherwise, I mean, I've not got the sweats or anything, but I just, you know.
Oh.
Can't stay out of the bath. I don't know what's going on. Are you walking away from your wife? Is that what you're doing?
No, we have a household of house guests here.
Who's over?
We have a lot of different house guests here, and it's okay.
Who is there? Can I talk to somebody?
No, it's all right.
Can I tell somebody about my titleitis?
No, I don't think they really wanted to hear. They were frightened away when you talking about your bunghole and stuff like this.
Who's there?
None of your business. You don't need to know who's there.
I demand.
I had my minister over,
he's a minister.
We're reading the Bible, Bible study thing. And
doing the Bible study. Oh, just give me a moment to talk to Bob. Oh, yeah, that's just what you want to do in Bible study.
Yeah.
I got this thing that I usually forget, and I got to take this Skype call here. Just give me a few minutes, folks.
Hold on. We're going to read 2 Kings in just a minute here, but first.
Yeah, nice.
We're going to talk to this pervert.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, I just got this diarrhea. It just won't quit, man. It's just horrible.
Pray for Bob's bunghole, Lord.
Yeah. I don't feel dehydrated yet, so I'm not going to go to the hospital, but.
Heal this young man's bunghole.
I need a little healing.
Make it strong.
Yeah, really. Well, it's been strong because I haven't had any kind of major difficulties. But
let his wife put some salve on it.
I made it into the facilities each time, thank goodness. So
that's good.
Yeah.
No sharding.
No sharding. No.
Yeah.
Well, I won't. I won't fart. Yeah. I go into the bathroom to fart.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Can't ever be too careful in these times.
Yeah.
So, what's going on? I hear mumbling. Who's mumbling?
No, my wife just took a phone call here.
Okay.
I'll go.
Everybody's leaving now. Bye.
I thought it'd be funny to do a show up in the middle of nowhere, and it wasn't a good idea now. Sorry.
Oh, okay. You're walking around your house.
No, I'm still on the couch.
Oh, you're still on the couch? Sounds like you're walking around.
I got lazy, no. Everyone else is walking around.
Oh, well, good.
There's been like 3 people through the room since we started this. So.
Oh, great. Well, hey, everybody. I got diarrhea.
Yeah.
I haven't taken anything. I don't like to take stuff for diarrhea. You ever take stuff for diarrhea? You?
Not in a long time, no.
I don't like that. I think that's cheating. I think you just got to get it all out and get started over, you know.
I think that's cheating. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's like just dump the ice chest and start over. Don't put anything in there to keep it cold for any longer. It needs to be dumped.
I like where you think okay, there cannot be one more drop of anything left in me. And like,
I know.
Or you're like, oh, man.
I swear to God, yesterday, I shit so much. I'm like, where is it coming from?
Yeah.
It's being teleported into my body. There cannot be this much shit in here.
Scotty.
That's right. Beam another load.
Beam down a tribble.
I may have to excuse myself during your story because I'm going to, you know, if anything starts going there, I got some gurgling going on right now. But
I think Bob has Zachary Quinto in his colon right now.
that did not sound good because, you know, he is gay.
Been beamed in.
Yeah, he's gay, you know. He's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think he's a great actor. He's a fantastic actor, beautiful person.
There was actually a guest over here today with painted toenails. And
what's your father doing there?
It was not my father. It was one of my son's guests had shown up and was wearing sandals. And whatever, you know, I'm not one to judge, as you know. I don't like to judge people.
I don't think there's anything wrong with painted toenails.
For a young man that painted toenails, I guess it's okay.
Whatever they want to do.
I don't think I would do it, but, you know.
I think if that's what they like, then that's what they should do. It's not hurting anybody, right?
I don't think I could bend over that far anyway to do
it. Well, yeah, you'd have to get a bunch of little, helpers.
This massive belly.
Yeah, you'd have to get some helpers to paint your nails.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you cut your nails, to be honest with you.
I have to contort myself.
And I'm pretty limber for a fat guy, so.
I had to kind of contort myself, I guess.
Yeah. I can still, you know, I don't have a problem cutting my nails, but yeah. I can see where you might have a problem because, you know.
Yeah.
You're.
Yeah.
Maybe not as flexible.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, I'm not flexible. I'm not, no.
I mean, my one leg is not flexible, but, you know, I'm okay everywhere else, so.
Right.
Yeah. The surgery leg isn't as flexible, but.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right.
You're all right.
Yeah, I'm all right. So you didn't like the painted toenails? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, I didn't think it was his color, first of all.
Oh, okay. He's an autumn, and he was wearing a spring, or what?
No, I don't know. It was like an aqua thing or something. Yeah, I mean, if he's going to go all out, he might as well go with hot pink. Okay, I said it.
I don't know about that. Maybe he likes the aqua. Maybe. No, I mean, maybe he had it for last night. Right,
they just go all out. I'm just saying. You just go.
I think I got a splinter in my toe.
Well, I don't know.
Speaking of things. I think you were put off by this. I think you were a little bit, your masculinity was a little attacked.
No, I just kind of took me by surprise. They were out, you know, cutting up stuff and with saws and hatchets and whatever the hell else kids do nowadays. And,
okay. Were they making something or just randomly destroying things? Were they trying to break into your neighbor's house or what?
What's that sword called? Katana? Yeah, they're making their own katanas, yeah.
Oh, out of wood?
Well, they were like pseudo katanas. Yeah, they were. I saved a lot of the PVC pipe from the elephant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were cutting that up, and then they were making like yardsticks and taping them. And
gotcha.
They were making like their own homemade. They look actually like real. It's kind of cool.
They paint them or anything? Wrapping tape?
Oh, they have tape on them. They have
duct tape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
But, yeah.
They hit each other with them? Is that the deal then?
I don't know. I kind of, after I saw the whole toenail thing, I kind of backed off after that. I said, you know what, I don't know what goes on here, but.
Nobody made, like, some kind of phallus out of that, did they?
I certainly hope not. I don't know. At that point, I was pretty much done with eavesdropping in on it.
Like, oh, all right.
Guys. Oh, that's going on. Okay, well, I'm going to be in the kitchen. I'll see you.
Yeah, nothing. It gets a little weird with the PVC phallus.
So,
you know, once you get the PVC phallus out, you know, that's
all.
How
big the PVC phallus, so we don't.
The saw and the whittling and the tape and so forth.
So, the kids. The kids have another friend.
Another one with the toenails, or
this is someone else. This is their friend Travis, and this kid, you know, a little bit of a redneck kid. You know,
okay.
He's about their age. He's like 15 or 16, right? And he likes to embellish his stories quite a bit. You know.
Sounds like you.
Pretty much, yeah. He's like a younger me, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, could Travis, I mean, how old is Travis in relation to your children?
He's like 15 or 6. I've never really got a straight answer of how old this kid is. I don't know. He's 15.
I was just wondering if, you know, you were in the area when he was conceived, because.
No. So.
Could be the maybe, you know, a little fling at the office or something.
No.
You sure?
No, that's fine.
Little spunk in a test tube mail order kind of thing?
No, it wasn't anything like that. He has joked around saying that, like, much, much older cougar-like women have approached him.
I had that happen to me, yeah.
When you were 15 and 16?
When I was 17 and 18. So,
oh, that lady at McDonald's, right?
Yes.
Pitching her your butt or something.
Yeah, a couple of them, yeah, at McDonald's.
Well, you have two asses? Wait, what?
No, I had two women who were, like, coming on to me at the McDonald's. Older women, yes.
Nice.
Well, neither one was a prize. I mean, there were no seal awards in the bunch.
Oh, sweet. I like that.
No, there was no seal award. It was all more like...
Arthur.
No, it was more like, I'm trying to think of somebody here.
Mindy Kahn.
No, maybe like a younger Aunt B kind of a situation.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, like an Aunt B in her 40s or something, you know.
So, So the kids, they're all like, you know, we want to go to Redbox. Send us to Redbox. We want to.
Hey, speaking of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give away a free Redbox rental tonight.
Oh.
I do. I have one for you that I will tell you later.
Okay.
And I have a code to give out.
Oh, okay.
Should we do that right now since you mentioned it?
Well, I said the magic word and...
I wanted to see if this would work. I'm getting these free Redbox codes, right? You just go to your Redbox.
Yeah.
Or you go to redbox.com. And you put in a code and they give you a free movie. You have to have a credit card. Sorry.
Yeah.
And you have to go get it, so I'm not getting your movie for you.
Yeah, that would be cut out of the way, I guess, for you to try that.
Yeah. So, but if you do have Redbox, here is the code. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to read it now that you mentioned it. Oh, I might have to burp here. Hold on a second. I have a lot of air in my system because of all this tidalitis. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
G5TQHGMM. That is your Redbox code.
Okay.
It expires July 15th.
Okay.
But the first person to put that code in anywhere at a Redbox will get a free movie. That's what I got. Oh, that's my fart pen. I'll make a note that I gave out this code. With my fart pen, sorry.
Well, thanks. That was very generous, Bob. That was nice. Well,
I got it free with some Dr. Pepper, so.
That was nice. And may I continue now? Or?
Yeah, I got one for you, too. So.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. That's very nice.
Because I figured you would use this code if I didn't have two.
Right, right. So. Yes, thank you. That was very nice. Thank you. And
so anyway. Yeah, go ahead and continue now. Okay. I'm going to go to the red box.
So this Travis and baby Bo Cephas, my youngest, are like, we want to go rent a game or something like that. Well, okay.
Oh, you could get a game. I don't know. It's worth $1 at the Red Box.
And which I don't really like to use Red Box, but mm-hmm. We went there, and my son and I are kind of trying to do, you know, the complicated credit card thing, which is super complicated. And
yeah, you swipe the card. That's
you have to swipe your card. Yes, it was very hard for me.
I don't know which way. Which way is the magnetic strip card? I don't know.
I don't know. It's very confusing.
Couldn't they just make a barcode or something? Make it easy?
So, so Travis is off to the side. They kind of have like a little poster of the movies, you know, behind glass, you know.
Right,
like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this lady, we're like at a Walgreens, and this lady, I don't know if I assume she worked there. I don't know. She comes walking out. She's older.
Got like a 20-pack of enemas.
And she's like, hey, who wants an enema? And I guess she's on a smoke break. I don't know. I couldn't really tell what was going on. I was just trying to ignore it because I was just trying to get this done.
Yeah.
And she's like smoking and she's like, hey, you like movies? And this kid's all like, I like movies, yeah. What do you think about that one?
She pointed a poster or something?
Yeah, she's pointing at like, you know, like Chainsaw Massacre or something.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Saw 5,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. It was good. Was it satisfying? Was it?
Did it satiate you?
I was satiated when I watched it. Oh, okay. I mean, it's just like some weird questioning going on. Like, man, my son and I are kind of like looking at each other like, what the hell is going on?
He's got the Kavorka.
Yeah, 3 o'clock high. Yeah, thanks. My wife just chimed in. Three o'clock high.
Nice.
What's your favorite book? Turn of the Screw.
Private Lessons.
Yeah, I know.
Paternity Vacation.
I mean, the whole thing is like, my God. I was waiting for her to write down her phone number, man. It was like getting way too comfortable. Like
My Tutor. It's a bunch of 80s movies about teachers getting it on with their students.
You like fuck movies?
What was it? Cherry High.
Yeah.
Nice.
You like screw movies? Yeah, I like screw movies. You like a monster's ball?
You like that's where your ears perk up. Oh, hey.
9.5 weeks. You ever see that?
The way you're sucking on that cigarette, young lady.
I've seen it 27 times.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, you know, it wasn't like that. But you know what I'm saying? It was just like way too familiar. I'm like,
well, that's interesting.
I'm like, man, oh man.
Was this guy's mom or something?
No, we don't know who this lady was. She just like came out of the shadows just smoking a cigarette. And she's older than me. I'm like 45. She looked about, you know, 4 or 5 years older than me.
You want some double coupons?
And so, like, they get their game, and they decide they want another game, but the game they want is out.
Wah, 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 wah.
And they're like, take us to
the next Red Box.
Yes, take us to the next red, which is like an area I really did not want to go to.
Show me the way to the next red light. I'm getting out of the car for 30 seconds. Oh, don't ask.
That's it.
That's right. You get out for 30 seconds. Somebody else, hey, you guys like movies?
Yeah. We did. No, we went there and they were out.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, no. My wife has questioned me. We went to three different locations and they didn't have it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
She's questioned me about our thing. So there's a video store I really do not like going to because I don't particularly like the staff.
Yeah, Scabie store.
Yeah, and I'm not satiated there. I'm not
very... Yeah, well, they don't have a porn section. Heyday of movie stores was back in the 80s when they had porn.
I know.
In the store. You know
this one, this one does actually have a porn section.
Oh, does it?
Yes, and I go get your stupid game because we're still kind of laughing about this whole cougar incident and stuff like that. And
right.
They get
now. Can you really if they're not very good looking? Can you still call them a cougar? I mean, honestly.
I don't know.
I think that they have to have a certain amount of appeal. Yeah, looks. Attraction to be a cougar. I think, you know, maybe they're more like an ocelot or something.
Well, no chick is ugly with your. Well, anyway. this little Travis, he's got the game like, hey, come on, Tex, come over here. Bring that movie over here. We're going to get out of here. You know?
Yeah, nice.
And the lady's like, Mr. Tidal? Yeah.
Late fees.
Oh my God! Yeah, this guy is a mind reader.
I just know you. You've probably got late fees at every video store up and down the Mississippi, for Christ's sake.
So I'm thinking maybe $3 or $4. I go, okay, yeah. What is it? I got my wallet open here. What is it? She owes $22. $22. The wallet went shut at that point. I'm like, no.
I'm not paying that.
F you, I'm not paying it.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't pay it.
How did this happen? She's like, well, they were all really rented under your wife's name.
They were all pornos. They're $5 a night.
Yeah. And I was like, well, listen, my wife is in a mental institution right now. Oh. And she ain't right.
Yeah.
The lady's like, oh, okay, all right, well, we won't charge you now for it. I'm like, okay, thanks, because I don't...
Oh, I can't believe you weaseled out of it.
Oh, my God, I didn't know I had $22 in late fees. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my freaking God, I could not believe it. I'm like, $22.
I will tell you, I know whenever my wife has late fees at the library, because she always sends me in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll go, hey, can you pick up this? Oh, I'm like, sure, I get in there, you know, it's like... 25-cent fine or something.
Oh, yeah, I don't even want to go to our library because I'm sure what I owe them is going to be about $50, I'm sure.
I always pay up. That's why it's not more than that. I'm always the one that has to pay. I'm like, okay, I'll pay it.
You know what? I did have some money one time, and I said, fuck, I'm going to go in there and pay it.
Yeah.
I want to pay. And they're like, what is this? They're like, well, there's a book missing.
Uh-oh.
That's why it's so big. I go, okay, what's the name of the book? Oh, we can't tell you.
Why couldn't they tell you?
You didn't check this book out. There's a privacy thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, bullshit. I go, you get no money then, huh?
You get no money. It was probably like some kind of like sex book or something, Kama Sutra. Well, she like looked at the title and she's like, how to cheat on your husband. You're like, Fifty Shades.
She's saying 50 Shades of Grey. That's a lot. I'm glad you're reading that. Jeez.
Yeah. It was probably more like 69 Shades of Grey. You know what I'm saying?
I got some cougar hitting on the house guest. I got some.
Well, maybe that toenail polish brought her in, you know what I mean?
No, different kid.
Oh, different kid.
Yeah, okay. This is a different. Yeah, no, this other kid. The polish it's like a Polish shit brick house, man. This fucking kid's huge.
Yeah. Is he Polish?
I don't know what the hell he is.
Oh, okay.
He's like Sasquatch or something with the hair. I mean, Jesus.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's like you and your brother like put together, you know. If you morphed into one person, it'd be like,
oh my god, that'd be a big person.
That'd be like a big group of hair and all the, you know.
I saw my mom today because they were down, and she said my brother looks like one of the Duck Dynasty guys because he's got so much. He's got his beard all grown out and everything. So.
Oh my gosh, I believe that.
Yeah.
So. Your brother looks kind of Chinese. He's got Chinese eyes.
Does he? I don't think so.
Doesn't he have kind of Chinese eyes?
I don't think so. Maybe if he does, then I suppose I do as well.
No, I thought he had kind of like the, you know, the Eastwood eyes.
He does. We both have somewhat squint. His are more squinty than mine. Yes.
What are you talking about, Bob?
But that's all. I think that also gets accentuated because of the facial hair.
So, yeah.
I cannot grow facial hair, but he can for some reason. So
right.
Yeah, he has all the facial hair. I get none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got all the ass. He has none.
I don't know about that, but he certainly has all the facial hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
There you go. So.
So you got to get hit on by anybody else, or like any, like maybe some you know, queer Cambodians or something?
No. We went home after that. I had enough excitement. I'm not gonna go back to Redbox ever.
I know the Redbox is like the new place where the weirdos are, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some really questionable people that use Redbox.
Yeah, and just to encourage that, the number is again.
Yeah.
For a free movie, first come, first serve, G5TQHGMM, at your local Redbox. First person to use it gets a free rental. And you got to have your own credit card and everything. And you got to, you know, take it back and what have you, unless you want to pay for it. I just thought I'd throw it out there and see if anybody used it. And then if you use it, call into the show and tell us what you rented and give us a review of whatever you rented or whatever game you played or what have you. That sound fun?
Yeah.
Courtesy of Sonic Radio and Diet Dr. Pepper, evidently.
There you go. Thank you, Bob Lamet.
I'm going to tell you the phone number because I don't have it in front of me yet. I'm bringing it up here on the computer.
Bob's got to get it up.
Yeah, it is 314-827-6399. 314-827-6399, and you can call and tell us about your rental experience at the Redbox. Hey, maybe you got hit on by a cougar, or somebody else.
Yeah, if Manny is some lady that pitches your butt or something, let's hear it.
maybe.
Smidge, if some tranny comes up to you, let's hear about it. You know, I don't care.
Yeah, Smidge will have an Eddie Murphy moment there, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he will.
But I just got these free things, and I'll never use all of them by July 15th, so I thought, what the hey?
You're the movie king. You love Redbox.
I hate Redbox. I absolutely
you
hate
love
it. Every time I go, it's like there's the Redbox cock blockers that don't allow me to get my pre-loaded movie there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm tearing off this coupon here. Yeah, it's like every time I go, my wife's reserved it. She sent me a note at work and says, on the way home, stop by the Redbox. And inevitably, there's like an 80-year-old person there who doesn't know how to use the credit card swiper like you. And then they got, hey, hey, and then they start over. Oh, it's out. Okay, let me start from the beginning. And they want to look at every motherfucking movie in that box. And you would be surprised how many that holds, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know it does. It
holds a lot of goddamn movies, that's for certain.
Oh, yeah, so, it does.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll pay extra and go to a clerk. I don't care.
Yeah, well, obviously, because it's got late fees. And yeah. You pay extra everywhere you go.
There's a place I like going, but the guy's only open like 3 hours a day. I mean, if you don't get there early enough, you're screwed, man. It's like, man.
What's the point about being open for 3 hours a day?
I swear, yeah, if you're not there, you know, by like 8 o'clock, it's closed, man. It's like, what?
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
How strange.
I don't know. Yeah, he's got weird hours.
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't know.
That's the way it goes. Well, I hope we hear from somebody next week who gets their free movie from Redbox.
I hope it's CB, tell you the truth.
Yeah, CB, he probably lives in a nice enough neighborhood where he can actually go to the Red Box and it's not a big hassle.
I'm thinking he's in a gated community.
With a Red Box?
With a Red Box, its own Red Box.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's just going to go there in his Lexus and he's going to pull up.
Oh, my tidalitis feels like it's kicking in.
Oh, God, here we go. Jeez.
My stomach is really gurgling.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's going to happen here. I think we better wrap it up.
Cork it up.
Oh, my God.